This is the closing market report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Let's check the cash grain market. Tara Oliver of the Anderson's Climbers facility in Logansport, Indiana, is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Tara.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Quieter? Well, I'm very good. Is it quiet or busy there?
Oh, a little bit of both. We're finally wrapping up with harvest over here. You know, we're down to probably the last 10%. So, I mean, it brings a little bit of both. Guys that are done are, you know, just trying to hit the paperwork and get things cleaned up. But there's also some grain that's moving here at the tail end of harvest.
How did the soybean harvest go, and what kinds of yields did you maintain in the area?
Really, the soybean harvest in comparison to the corn harvest was great. A lot of our later beans over in this area, you know, caught some pretty good yields, and we were pretty fortunate. So I think as a whole, in our area, we probably saw a little bit better yields than we expected on the beans. Early on, we did run into some issues with poor yields, and especially some of the high-damage beans. You know, we had a lot over in this area that was hit by hail as well. But as we kind of progressed and got into the later stuff, it turned out to be pretty good.
Storage filled up nicely then, and availability should be pretty good for end users?
I think so. I mean, you know, the storage topic has been interesting this year, you know, with better bean yields, poor corn yields, and even some of the quality issues on corn, just trying to figure out how much is out there in the bins and what is actually out there. You kind of see a mix of both. You know, some people just don't want to take the risk and move it all at fall, and others, you know, want to gamble with what they've got because there's, you know, a lot less of it this year.
There's been a lot of concern that ethanol plants aren't able to operate at high margins at this point. How's your plant doing?
Certainly not at high margins is definitely right. I mean, there is a little bit of margin left in ethanol still. Today we are still seeing positive margins, and, you know, we're looking to be aggressive and fill up as much as we can. But, you know, it's definitely a different year this year than it has been in the past couple of years because margins are much more thin, and, you know, you really have to leverage every little bit that you can as far as your yields. And, you know, some of these plants that do additional things such as corn oil extraction, all of that adds to your bottom line.
And your bids for the day are?
Cash price tonight at Delphi is $7.63, Climbers $7.74, and beans at Delphi are $14.87.
Thank you so much, Tara.
Thank you.
Tara Oliver is with the Anderson's Climbers facility. Joins us here on the closing market report on this Wednesday afternoon. Back in 2 minutes with the Ag Weather and Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.